I was not feeling well this morning at all. My girls have been sick, the aunties on the road, and like a little stomach bug going around. So everyone this morning at my banquet party, I had to only do a couple songs and get to do my pictures like I usually do because I was just really not feeling well. And of course, everyone was like, "Is it hangover this morning?" So then I was like, "No, I don't know. It's just, I don't know. Vomitous is vomitous. I don't care where it came from, but I'm much better right now. I got to take a nap. That helped."
Can you just talk about this week and the fact that you get to sort of come face to face with your fans and thank them for what they've given you in this past year?
Well, country music is the only genre that has a week dedicated to our fans, and that's cool, and it's been going on for so long. And you know, without them coming to see us shows and buying our records, we don't have a job. And this is our week to, as artists, to say thank you for giving us a job all year long. And it's cool. I mean, it's today at the banquet party, just looking out, gotten to know a lot of them, you know, because I see them all the time. And, you know, and they embrace the aunties, and they embrace everything I do. And so it's cool. It's like you have kind of like a force behind you when you have, you know, such hardcore fans. You feel like we got your back.
Last night, Angelina, can you talk about her little slip on stage? Was she okay?
Nothing happened. Angelina threw the ball. What are you talking about? It wasn't on camera. Angelina, she's kind of been thrown into this whole thing. This last 2 years has been a whirlwind for her. And Ashley's sort of been doing the business part of it longer. So Angelina had her first fall on stage last Saturday. And then she had a little... She said she did it on purpose, slip last night, which wasn't on live television. She was like, "All right, I've paid my dues. I've fallen twice. I'm good." So I'm like, "Welcome to the club." Every time you talk to another artist about, like, you said, "Oh, I failed," and everybody has a story because we've all done it.
I believe it's happened.
Can you talk a little bit about the Annie album and the skit tour, Just Pistol Annie's?
The Annie's, we are doing just a Pistol Annie tour in September. The girls are out with me all summer, but then... all of September's just Pistol Annie's, and then we're doing a new record in November.
Hunter, this outfit looks like it's appropriate for the fastest girl in town. So can you... I know about the new single, Fastest Girl in Town. It's a really... I don't know. It's just... It's hot.
I love Fastest Girl in Town. I love so many songs on this record, but I really was ready for, like, a Miranda song, like, Kerosene Days. You know, Fastest Girl, I wrote it with Angelina, so it's obviously close to my heart, because... Wrote it with a friend, and you know, over here I wrote with Blake. So it's kind of this trend going. I'm putting out singles that I write with people I love. But I'm excited for the video. I'm excited. I love doing it every night. I mean, it's just, it's an anthem song, and it's so much fun, and it seems like a good summer song.
You recently tweeted about getting your 1 millionth Twitter follower. Is there anyone on Twitter that you follow that you have to check in on or anything like that?
Well, I follow Oprah, and I follow Jessica Simpson. I unfollow Blake quite frequently. Some days it's just too much tangle. Mostly I check, if I'm going to check up on someone, it's definitely Blake. I look to see who he's following and why. And why they're all hot girls. Check his direct messages, things like that. No big deal.
Can you talk about the upcoming show at Wrigley Field? Brad and the whole lineup and how it's
Wrigley Field is going to be awesome. The thing I love the most is getting together, like doing big shows like Wrigley Field or a festival with artists that you've been on tour with before that you become friends with. Because you don't see anybody sometimes when you're saying tour all year. So, and I am done early and I'm going to hang out and party and just enjoy it. It's going to be a great day. It's a really cool lineup.
Joyce?
I was
going to
ask about
that.
Did you ever get an official apology from our church?
No, but, you know, I think that anybody can get roped into a really bad interview situation, and it just depends on, you know, I've had things printed about me before that sounded way worse than they were, and I know he said what he said, but, you know, it'll die off just like anything else that happens. Everybody loves to call it a feud. It's like, it's not really a feud, it's just, dude, you totally messed up, and you know it, and you move on.
Becca.
I read an interview with you where you talked about early on in your career you sort of felt like you had to dress like the tough girl to get that image out there that, you know, don't mess with me. And your fashion and your appearance has definitely evolved and you've gotten much more glamorous and girly. And can you just talk about, is that something that you've always kind of had in you that you wanted to let out, or have you just been having a lot of fun really beginning to become sort of the fashionista that you are?
Well, I have an amazing stylist, thank God. She really gets me, and I have, like, you know, I used to just be like jeans and t-shirts, and thank God I've sort of evolved, because that was bad. I think I did that in the beginning. I sort of dressed in jeans, and I didn't want to be too dolled up, because I really wanted people to listen to me, and I didn't want to just be some blonde girl, you know, in a dress. I wanted people to hear my message, and now they've obviously heard it, so I feel like I calmed down off that a little bit.
I know it's been a month, but if you could give us a comment on Team Blake winning the game last month and your experience with the winner.
Yes, The Voice, I love. I'm obsessed with it. I watch just pretty much as a fan. This year I was a mentor, but usually I'm just like, don't tell me, because I like to just watch it as a fan. I was shocked when Jermaine Paul picked Blake for his coach, because you wouldn't think that he would, but it was an amazing team together. They're both really good guys. Jermaine Paul's an amazing person, and so I was kind of like, yeah, we have it in the back. I mean, have you heard the dude sing? He's amazing. So it's cool. It's, you know, I'm proud of country music. Blake is representing all of us as a genre on national television every week, and it's really cool. It makes us look awesome, and I think he's bringing a lot of new fans to country music, and so we're really proud, and, you know, we've been really close to the people on his team. Like, we've adopted, basically, Thea and Sydney from last year, and Braylon practically lives with us now, so it's kind of just one big family.
Kurt, for our last one, how do you feel about Over You being recognized the way it was on the Music Awards and winning the female video of the year?
Over You, the video is so, everything about Over You, the song, the way it was written and why it was written, and write it with my husband. There's just so many things. It's very serendipitous around that song. It's like it was meant to be. And so, you know, having that recognition, there won't ever be another song like Over You for me in my career. Probably it doesn't happen very often for anyone, just for how everything falls into place. And so I'm just glad that other people felt it too. You know, sometimes when you write something so personal, you're not sure if it will translate, but I feel like it really translated to the fans, and it's so cool to celebrate that.
Thank you.